this research, well, this is a report of the research carried out in the Erasmus Plus program context, coordinated the project by the Instituto of Palamos, Catalonia, with the participation of the following partners. The following partners are Universitat de Girona, Caldas de Reina, the training center of Caldas de Reina, Portugal, the Instituto Tecnico Industriale Galilei, Livorno, Italia, the Paprinkio Liceo Larnaca, Cyprus, and Collegio Nacional Hasdeu, Busau, Romania. In fact, between these five centers, only four centers, Palamos, Cyprus, Romania, and Livorno, are the sample of the research. Research developed through the ARPA research group of the University of Girona. And this research are designed by ARPA and developed of the, to which they finalize in this report. No? First of all, I would like to say, before explaining this report, that the session are presented by the Mr. José Manuel de Pablos, is a professor of journalism in the University of Laguna in Canarias Island. And Mr. de Pablos is editor of the journal, the most important journal. There are two important journals on communication in Spain. The editor of the journal, one most important, is José Manuel de Pablos, and this is the editor of Latina or Communication, Social Communication. And it's important to emphasize that de Pablos will be the editor as well of the monography which publishes the conference and papers and communicative sessions special for the Congress. And the name of this monography is Papers, Communication Papers, Artisans Communications. This is an important notebook, and I think it's important to remark this question. So, the second editor of the journals, the most important journal in communication in Spain, will be here this afternoon in a round table. His name is Aguadet. So, I think it's important to have to see this question, because there are the one of the value of the said Congress, because we have the chance to have the important personality on the wall in communication and education as well. And yesterday, as you know, with the Robert Platten session, no? As you know, it was very important and very significant. So, you have here my name, and the second name is the other member of ARPA, the two people we have do this research, the Nuria Puig, no?
Um,
I'm sorry, eh? But the small mouse is. Es que es de manera. Espera, espera, espera. No, no, I'm not, ya está, ya está, ya está, ya está. Okay. As you see, this report presents, I repeat, the research carried out in the Erasmus Plus. And first of all, it's important remember, as every report, there are the beginning is always with a theoretical context to mark to have the context of the research, no? And this report has this theoretical context which is complemented with the literature related with technologies and education, and finally with the role of transmedia contents in both formal and informal educational context. The present research has been carried out by means of surveys distributed among three different groups of participants, students, parents and teachers from four educational centers in different European countries. The participants have completed a survey about the aim, the important aim is use of ICT inside and outside this classroom, the perception they have of technologies and their attitudes towards their use in both educational and leisure activities. The four centers and the sample and the quantity of the sample is this table, Palamos, Livorno, Larnaca and Busao. You can see the number of people has been surveyed, no? It's important remark, emphasize that even though the research has been carried out in countries with different cultural profiles, the results show similar behavioral trends, and maybe is a result, important result, no? Even there are profiles, cultural difference between the four centers, from four countries different, very different. We can affirm that the results show similar behavioral trends, no? And the most noteworthy results from the students are, first one, 94% are active in social networks, which differ depending on the country. As you know, the social network are different, and even are different, the activity between all students is very big. So 94% are active in their social networks. As well, a vast majority of the student body checks the internet in private spaces. And this is another result significant because usually this is important recommendation that the use of the social network in between students could be in a public area, in the family, with the control of the family in general, because we must remember that the age of the students is between 15-17. No? The other reason, important reason, is 18% claim between students claim that they have felt directly valued on social networking. So they suffer cyberbullying, 18%. A large number of those students survived. Now some case of some classmate bullied as well on the net. And more than one third affirms that they have accessed websites with sexual contents of that they have downloaded or sent videos or pictures with pornographic content. Almost 50% consider that social networks have positive effects in their family relationships. And however, they show a high sensitivity towards the negative effects. For example, one negative effect is the misinterpretation, misunderstanding and arguments, loss of personal contact, isolation and addiction. And we must remember there are the results of the survey of students' body. As well, there are other important results or significant results. For example, the majority of the students do not think their parents have the same knowledge as them on the internet applications or social networks on devices. No? The teachers, even we haven't in the results of the teachers now, but I think it's important say the result the teachers in that question, because the teachers express the same belief when asked the same question. That is, the teachers are aware of the student's superiority in this field and the other digital divided between both collectivities. No? Students use, is important, students use their mobile phone during class time for activities unrelated to school. For example, doing, speaking, chatting with friends who are not in class at that moment, or playing online games. Most students would like their teachers to integrate social networks at school, using them as communication platforms and to work in this classroom. For example, to contact with the teacher at any time. And to understand the subjects better, even to improve one's academic results. On the other hand, the most noteworthy results from the teachers, we can choose the three important results. The first one is the vast majority of the teachers use the internet on a regular basis and have internet connection at home. This means the teachers, they use the internet. And finally, there are they know different ways, different chats, different documents, different platforms in internet. The teachers as well are highly satisfied with the education they receive on audiovisual and digital tools for teaching. And is the second, I think, is the second result, optimistic and positive result, because if we believe in a training program to teachers to improve their education, their formation, about the new technologies, the ICT or the audiovisual technology, or storytelling or narrative, with this reason, I think is a task very easy, because they think they receive audiovisual and digital, so they can receive more training, more specific training, and they are proactive to receive a training more specific in ACT, for example. As well, most teachers agree on the need to introduce ICT tools in education, and they would do so as a support tool for the subject. This is a fact that shows the difference in their opinion from that of the students, whose priority in their use contacting with the teacher at any time. Because the result in the students don't have the possibility to use the technologies to improve their subjects, but the teachers, for the teachers, it can be one tool very appropriate for their subjects. There are a different important to remark. No? Most noteworthy results from the parents can have this one. First and foremost, most surveys have been answered by women, above 65% in all cases and reaching 80% in some of them. And this is a question important to analyze, sociological analyze, because it's important have and to see there are women over the men, no? Between the family. No? Generally, the levels of parental control of the use that their children make of the internet are rather low. And this is a question I saw before, no? And this is an important thing because if we prepare program the strategy to control the use of the students in the family, as you see, the level of parental control is rather low. No? In many cases, the parents follow their children in some social networks. It's a bit contradiction. We can affirm that a large number of the parents surveyed believe that the ACT tools are important, already important, for their children's education as well. And more than half of the parents would be willing to receive some sort of training as well, like the teachers, in ACT tools and social networks. And as conclusions, the digitalization and technological convergence have changed many of the ways we communicate in the production of contents and the distribution and consumption of information. This is one reality we have realized in the theoretical context, no? And all literature scientific about ACT agree this affirmation, no? And this is a reality we must contemplate in our life and our as teachers, as researchers, etc. No? Likewise, the information technologies have invaded many spheres and activities such as the ones related with teaching and education. From a sociological point of view, it should be emphasized that most of the participants in the three groups surveyed are females. Sociological result important. Shown by the results, it is clear that the digital divide is larger between generations. No? And the teachers are aware of the students' superiority in this field and of the existing digital divide between both collectivities. No? Although the introduction of the mobile phone as an educational device is symbolic, most students admit using their mobile phone during class time, mostly for actions and related to educational activities. This is a fact that makes it clear that there is a cognitive on the student's behalf in class, which could entail several consequences in their curriculum. In addition, 81% of the students consider that their educational center not updated regarding the integration of new technologies in the classroom. And 47% of the students consider that social networks have positive effect on their family relationship because they help them to keep in touch with their family and be able to communicate with relatives living far away. However, they are also aware of the negative aspects related with the communicative limitations of virtuality. 45 highlight the misinterpretations, misunderstandings and arguments, and the loss of personal contact, isolation and addiction as the most notable negative effects. No? And 50% of parents claim that the most common risk of on the internet have to do with the loss of intimacy and the possibility that the net provides to establish contact with unscrupulous individuals. Curiously, they do not prioritize addiction as a notable menace, unlike the students and the teachers. It's interesting, it's very interesting remark and have this result. No? And parental control is also felt to be needed. For this reason, one of the recommendations is implementing strategies to share platforms and contents at home. And as you know, this is one recommendation in several rules, in several normatives in Europe, no? Overall, implementing strategies to share platforms at home. No? And this research proves that hardly any strategies are being applied nowadays. No? Furthermore, this research challenges the stereotypes regarding the reasons why the young participate in social networks, because besides speaking and being in touch with friends, they also seek to be informed and to talk with relatives, and also they are aware that social networks have a negative effect. No? And I believe this is another result important. Furthermore, to cut these stereotypes about the young people. No? Indeed, the results show terrifying results about the number of young people who are bullied in the net. 18% affirm that they have felt directly bullied in the net, and 40% of the participants surveyed knows some classmate who has been bullied in the net. We know this result from the journal, and it's not a highly surprising result, but we have seen quantitativity in the answers of the students surveyed, and this is terrifying, no? Even if it is not our intention to relate this result with that of people cyberbullied, we consider it's significant that 24% of all the students participating in this research has access to websites and with sexual contents and downloaded anytime or send violent videos or photos. The other important result to have in our subjects or training program, educational program to our students, no? Obviously. And finally, thank you for your attention. I suppose José Manuel de Pablos in one moment in said Congress will explain better how is the papers, artisans papers, communication papers, artisans, and how is this book, or etc. No? So.